How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a good day to all of you. Let's start off with a red-hot subject, one that is stirring the political fires and the fires of political correctness in a very polarized United States of America. Joining us is Charles G. Ancrom, A-N-K-R-O-M. He is the author of Black Pandering, Why Racism May Never End. It's published by Author House in paperback and ebook. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, authorhouse.com, and get a copy of the book. Charles, welcome to the show. And as we open up here, you've attacked a very, very high profile and steaming hot subject. Why'd you write the book?
Stu, I wrote Black Pandering because for the last several years, I've noticed an alarming increase in the degree to which society and the media panders to blacks every time they cry racism. I mean, it seems like it's always on the TV, always on the television, and we see this, what I'll call the race card, played and just played heavily constantly. So I felt a need to speak up on behalf of what I call kind of the silent white majority out there. I think I'm a good representative of that, and I wrote the book based on all that.
Yeah, we have 330 million people in the United States. There are going to be a lot of incidents, and it seems like the focus is on Ferguson, Baltimore, the Trayvon Martin case, and all the other cases that are the antithesis of this, black-on-black, black-on-white killings are ignored. What do you attribute to this, the disgusting media and how they I was using the title of your book, how they pander?
Yeah, I call it in the book what I've determined to be a politically correct mindset of reverse discrimination. I know that's black pandering. What that means is society, and especially the media, and I put a lot of fault on them, take all these cries of racism and they essentially blow them out of proportion. In many instances, when the facts turn out or the dust is settled, we see that there wasn't discrimination at all. Maybe the best example I can cite for you is really the most recent, and that's the death of Freddie Gray in Baltimore. Terrible tragedy. For a couple weeks there, all we heard was that whites had discriminated against blacks. Here's a young man in custody of police.
Oh, and by the way, three of the cops were white and three of them were black. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, but initially what we heard was an unarmed black man had died in custody after being arrested by white bicycle cops. Now, Black Lives Matter, the movement, was all over that. All of the NAACP leaders and whatnot, race baiters, were interviewed, and that's all we heard is that another racial injustice had happened. However, when the charges were filed, it turned out that three of the six people charged were actually black. The police chief was black. The mayor is black. and the district attorney is black. So my question is, you know, why did America, why was it called race to all the folks out there in America when those are the actual facts?
Well, we've got Al Sharpton, Barack Obama. We had Eric Holder spearheading this movement, and the fact that it doesn't really represent the majority of people in the United States who are crying out here about injustices. There are always injustices. It is very skewed. But the media is so strong and so progressive that they're in control. I want to ask you, what prompted you to write the book? Anything in your background?
Kind of. I grew up in Southwest Missouri. It's very rural. I'm an attorney, so I've been a prosecuting attorney, or what most people call district attorney, for 16 years. I've been a defense attorney now for 16 years. So I have a legal background that gave me this. Now, way back in 1992. You'll recall, and everybody knows when I mention it, the movie White Men Can't Jump. I mean, that was a great, funny comedy movie.
Woody Harrelson, right?
Huh? Yes,
Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
Funny movie. But quite honestly, Stu, it was racist. But no one called it racist, correct? So in my book, I began the start of the book with a hypothetical movie, and I do it in an effort to just show the differences. I propose that Woody and Wesley star in a movie that we'll call Black Men Can't Read. And it's going to, instead of about basketball, it's going to be about a history bowl team that competes against white schools and white students. And we're going to they're going to hustle the white students who are going to believe that because this team has a black person on it that they must not be very good. Now, I know that sounds racist, and that's why I propose it, because for me to propose that particular movie would be as racist can be. However, the movie White Men Can't Jump came out and earned something like $90 million. Not a single person said anything about being racist. It's a double standard. The blacks are pandered to. And Stu, I need to say this. I feel I'm a good representative of what I call this silent white majority. I'm not a racist. I believe in fairness and equality for everybody. I would like the dialogue to be all lives matter, not black lives matter. So I think my book, in it being me coming out and saying this, and again, I'm the farthest thing from a white supremacist or that sort of thing. I believe all people should be treated equal. But for someone in that segment of society to see the trend that's happening, this mindset, and to write about it, I think... I'd like to put America on notice that this pandering to blacks needs to end. And I really think until it ends, racism's just going to continue.
Right, I mean, the blacks can use the N-word, the whites can't. It goes on and on about being politically
exactly, and
correct.
And I have one whole chapter devoted to that.
Charles, I got a curiosity here with your vast experience. So many years as a prosecuting attorney, so many years as a defense attorney. Has your perspective changed, say, on this issue, on the basis of how your career has been split?
Not so much that, Stu. Because I've prosecuted whites and blacks in all races. I've defended and represented all races. The thing that I felt really obligated to write the book is that no one's saying this particular side of the facts. You know, most people, white folks, white silent white majority, I call it that, are apathetic. It's like the more we hear it, it's the little boy that cried wolf. You know, the more we hear these instances, and in too many of these instances, there wasn't racism at all. Again, Freddie Gray, and the degree to which the pandering has happened has been increasing year after year after year, and incident after incident. And Ferguson, let's talk about Ferguson. That's right here in my home state. I'm from Missouri. Now, I'm about 3 hours away from that. But that was an instance where that's all America heard for a while. And as those facts turned out, this was simply a young man that was emulating to be a thug. I have a chapter on what I call thug mentality I'd like to talk about, too. But he had committed two felonies, and including one where he's assaulting an officer. Yet the society and the media and the blacks want to make him the poster boy of some new civil rights movement. I just don't see it, Stu.
Yeah, a lot of this starts from the top with Barack Obama and the Gates incident with the police in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful.
And I talk about that, too.
What is the other than what you've said, is there a message or some talking points you'd like people to walk away with after having read this book?
Yes. First of all, Black Pandering, Stu, is a unique book. I think it's the only place where this particular side of the debate, if you want to call it that, is written in a detailed fashion. I support it by facts from all areas of society, and the reader can clearly see and connect with the fact that, hey, look, this stuff this guy's saying is true. You know, society does pander to blacks. Now, again, if an average white person like me is feeling like this stuff is just getting crammed down our throats, there's an apathy that sets in. An apathy that says, hey, we don't care if racism ever ends. Now, I don't feel that way, but I think that apathy sets in with a lot of people when all they hear on the evening news is blacks being pandered to concerning racism. My final takeaway of the book is that...
Got about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds to complete your thought.
The final takeaway of the book is a quote. I think it's attributed to great actor Morgan Freeman, or at least I saw it attributed to him. If he didn't say it, he maybe should. But, and it's this, racism will end when we simply quit talking about racism.
All right, not one of my favorite people, Morgan Freeman.
Well, he's a great actor, I'll say that.
Charles G. Ankrum joining us, Black Pandering, Why Racism May Never End. Get the book from Author House. It's been a real pleasure.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in store only ends 9/12/15.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added four-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball Cobalt electric guitar strings, $2 for $10. Or a sheet music stand, now just $19. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it just never ends. I mean, you want to have a TV series, you want to have day-by-day reporting. It never, ever ends. The news comes out yesterday, which is just unimaginable, that the Iran secret side deal is one that allows Iran to conduct their own inspections. Can you believe this? It's like giving the fox the key to the head, what is it? How does that go? The key to the handhold of giving the fox the key. It's unbelievable. And it's been defended. Oh, the IAEA, I mean, you know, they're going to be, it's the people of the country that I might trust less than anybody in the world is Iran. And the deal was so desperate, and the justification and the rationale for this deal was that it was either this deal or war. It's absolute nonsense. Trump was on last night, gave another one of those inspiring talks, and had somebody bring down How Many People Have the Art of the Deal, a great book that he wrote, and it was brought back, and he says you got to get a copy of this book to Kerry and Obama. It won't matter. And it makes me wonder, now I'm not going to make any direct accusations here, what the true agenda of Obama, Kerry, Valerie Jarrett, and company is. Because I see no upside in this. Plus, you'll have the $100 to $150 million that'll be released in order for them to have those sanctions removed and spend it on guess what? News out of the White House, well, sort of peripherally out of the White House, but news from Hillary Clinton. What a press conference. Hillary should, you know how they used to bring out those old hooks in the carnival acts or the burlesque, da-da-da-da-da-da, and just drag the person off stage? Hillary is a complete misfit. If she ever did have a time, she's way past that time, and she completely misreads the American people by making jokes about something that is serious and threatens our national security. And she continues to lead in the polls, although the latest news is that Joe Biden, even though he's not running, is leading in three states over Hillary Clinton. Ominous dark clouds. Can the Clintons continue to fight it off? You don't see Bill very much. I don't know what he can do, but he could have handled this a lot better. So far, no real action other than the FBI investigation and certification. I should say nothing. Certification that this was classified material. Well, look what happened with David Petraeus. Not even close to the severity of what Hillary Clinton did. Look what happened to Bob McConnell, in Virginia, the former governor of Virginia. He committed no illegalities. He did something that might have been unethical. It did not break a law. 6 to 7 years in prison. He and his family, their lives are ruined. Does this come from the top? Where else would it come from? Senator Bob Menendez, a staunch Democrat who was indicted after he expressed dismay about the administration's treatment, favorable treatment of Cuba and Iran. Bob Menendez in trouble. He may face a prison term. It's whatever Obama decides. And yet Menendez still has the courage of his convictions, and he's not one of my favorite people. But I give him 4 stars for coming out and condemning this horrific Iran deal. You don't even have to think about it more than a few minutes to see that. It is a disaster. He's joined by powerful progressive Democrat Chuck Schumer. And I can assure you, a lot of other Democrats who are so intimidated by the Obama administration that they will do nothing. Donald Trump, his Trump-like speech last night, it did what it could accomplish to do. His boisterous braggadocio was undercut by the message. I mean, it's interesting when you look at these candidates, how they come in to create the best impression they can as being solid, down-to-earth outsiders. Trump lands in Iowa in his helicopter, all dressed up in a suit, gives the kids free rides in the helicopter, and then goes over to the Iowa State Fair, impeccably dressed, and they love him. And there's a part of Trump that if you're a real American, you really have to respect, because the entire makeup of Congress, first of all, the congressional ratings, the approval ratings, I think maxed out at 8%. They are pathetic. Totally pathetic. And people are angry. They don't want to take it anymore. And the word is, and I think I mentioned this yesterday, that there's a, you know, there's no longer a right-wing conspiracy here out to get Hillary Clinton, although they continue to take up the message led by Paul Begala, that idiotic Howard Dean, and the more idiotic clown, James Carville. Oh, man, if you've seen, you've got to see his interviews on television. No substance to anything. How he ever became a political consultant, and I guess you can say, well, Clinton won the presidency, didn't he? It's like Ben Cherington. 3 out of 4 years, the Red Sox last place, but they did win the World Series in 2013. So how do you, what is your take? Well, my take, just to digress for a second, is really thrilled about the move that the Red Sox made, bringing in Dave Dombrowski. I had the pleasure of interviewing him years ago. And I'm looking right now at what the Obama White House is looking to do to make sure that Obama gets a third term. Not anything specifically relating to him staying in the office, but being highly influential. He won't be highly influential over Hillary Clinton. The hatred is intense. And I believe, and the word coming out is, this is a setup orchestrated by Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and Valerie Jarrett. And those last two women, I think, are a danger to our society. You've got that threesome. They're in this together. And I believe, as a lot of the media believes, that leaks have been orchestrated in order to expose Hillary Clinton so that she can't win the presidency. And that sets it up for one of Barack Obama's few real friends, and that's Joe Biden. I predict he'll enter the race. And I can't make any predictions beyond that, except to say, if Hillary continues to stumble, it's not going to be Bernie Sanders. It's not going to be Chafee. It's not going to be anybody else. who's going to be able to pick up the slack. It's going to be everyday Joe, you know, good guy Joe Biden. I'd rather deal with Joe Biden than Hillary Clinton, and I'll leave it at that. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about negotiation when we come back.
The average family wastes numerous gallons of water a day waiting for it to heat up.
There's got to be a better way.
And that's not just wasted water, that's wasted time and money down the drain. Thanks to the smart recirculation technology of Rinnai's new Ultra Series tankless water heaters, faster hot water and big savings on water and gas are now just a turn of the knob away.
I knew there was a better way.
Faster hot water and the power to live better are here, only from Rinnai tankless water heaters. To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's rinnai.us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobitis is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobitis for about 3.5
half to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just 1 day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get 2 bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
All right, we're back with one of my favorite subjects. Those who have been listening to me for years is pretty much aware of it, but I'm a novice compared to our next guest in the field of negotiation. Joining us is Thomas Lees, Thomas Z. Lees. His last name is spelled L-Y-S. He's the Eric L. Kohler Chair in Accounting at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. Highly respected. Also, the book is co-written with Margaret A. Neal. She's an Adams Distinguished Professor of Management at the Graduate School of Business at Stanford University and the co-author of Negotiating Rationally. Great book, Getting More of What You Want, How the Secrets of Economics and Psychology Can Help You Negotiate Anything and in Business and in Life. And it's published in hardcover by Basic Books. I assume I can call you Thomas?
Please do.
All right. Welcome to the show, and it's great to have you on. And a lot of people will pick up a book like this and say, hey, listen, I'm not in business. I don't negotiate. And I was just saying to you as we met for the first time off here that we're all negotiating. We negotiate from the very beginning of life, and it's a continued process, but it's never perceived that way by people. So this book can do nothing but benefit other people. And what is it in this book, with so many books having been written about it, that separates it from others?
Well, typically, books in negotiation come from two camps. Either they are written by economists, which typically assume that, everybody's rationally, the world is predictable, etc. Or they are more written by psychologists, where emotions and things of that nature take over. What this book does is it integrates the two perspectives. So it is kind of the negotiation equivalent of behavioral economics, behavioral finance. This is the new trend in academia to integrate the fields as opposed to look at them in isolation.
How do you validate this in terms of studies? You know, as soon as you start talking about behavior, quantitative and empirical measurement in order to measure results and difference, in a way, how do you quantify what you're saying, that behavioral research and the physiological aspect I have a hand in negotiation?
Well, so the book synthesizes a lot of research, both in economics, in psychology, but also research that integrates the two. And we do that in a form that is readable to the novice, to the non-academic reader. So we have surveyed a lot of research, some of which we have done ourselves. Others, we have quote our colleagues that have done and integrated in a concise and readable form.
You know, there's so much. I thought you were through. Continue.
Yes, and we also show a lot of practical applications. So the book is full of examples of how to apply these concepts in a daily context, both in small negotiations and in big negotiations.
Can you just throw out an example, since you brought up of an important point here?
Well, so let me give you a big example. So we are all following the negotiations between the U.S. and Iran regarding the nuclear pact or treaty. Now, this is a really big negotiation. And one thing that you have observed is that Mr. Netanyahu of Israel has lobbied very heavily against this treaty even before it was signed. And so the question is, did he help or did he hurt? So it turns out that Mr. Netanyahu actually helped the U.S. get a better deal, because one of the most difficult things in negotiation is to convince the other side that you simply cannot accept less than X. And by lobbying with Congress, he allowed the U.S. to credibly tell the Iranian that unless they make certain concessions, the U.S. will not be able to ratify this treaty. So that's the good news. The bad news is that Mr. Netanyahu may have also hurt his position, because one way how the Iranians are going to convince their parliament to ratify this treaty is they have to convince them that it's a good deal for Iran. And to do so, one strategy that they're employing or will employ is to say, look, if Israel doesn't like it, our enemy, it has to be good for us. So in some respects, Mr. Netanyahu has also increased the likelihood that the Iranian parliament will ratify this treaty.
All right. I respectfully disagree from your perspective, Thomas, because I don't think the relevance of Netanyahu's position made any difference. This was, I think, maybe in my lifetime, the worst negotiation I have ever seen. It really wasn't a negotiation. It was a handover where this country is sacrificing everything and virtually getting back nothing. And I make a strong recommendation for Barack Obama and John Kerry to read your book. This is unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe people even talk about this as a negotiation. It's much more of a dictator, a dictum in terms of what we have to do in order to coexist with Iran. But that's just my personal opinion. And I don't think Netanyahu's stance on it made any difference.
Well, maybe not, maybe yes. But what I'm trying to point out is that sometimes when you look at negotiations, things are different than you think. And also, I am not commenting on whether this is a good or bad treaty. I'm just saying that in the process of negotiations, things of this nature can have an impact. And I've chosen like a big negotiation. So you can look at a small negotiation. You're buying a car, or you are negotiating with your children who will, you know, cut the grass, or things of that nature. Again, negotiations is an interaction of persuasion. You have to persuade your counterpart to agree to a common cause of action. And this persuasion occur in small issues like daily life, like you mentioned. From the get-go, we are trying to get more resources, to trade resources with people who have them, or big negotiations like the one we've just spoken about.
All right, that negotiation was really just an agreement, and we'll pass on that and move on, because I'm really curious about what you write about in the book. I certainly understand about body language and eye contact and staying cool and not letting the irrational part of you shape the negotiations, which happens. But you talk about using threats. When do you use a threat? You have to be very selective that you don't turn the other side off. I'm just going to guess here that you might want to use it when you know that this is an absolute win for you. It's a slam dunk, and you can get away with, quote, intimidation. Otherwise, don't you run the risk of losing your negotiating partner?
That is true. So, for example, one of the recommendations we make is that, first of all, threats should not be your first resort. This should be more your last resort. Also, threats are much more effective when they are issued late in the negotiation as opposed to early. Threats that are issued early are typically perceived by the other part as posturing and not as credible. For a threat to work, a threat has to be credible by the receiving party. So what makes it credible? Number one, it has to be a small threat. And what I mean by small is not very costly to the issuing party. So, for example, if I said that I will, if you don't do this, I will key your car, to use a trivial example, that is kind of believable. I might do that. On the other hand, if I say, if you don't do that, I'll kill you, well, you know, that's a really big threat. It could be really costly to me to actually do it. That is much less credible. Threats are also more credible if they are issued publicly as opposed to privately. So what we're talking about is that for the receiving party, what the receiving party has to do is try to understand, is this threat really credible? Do I have to take this seriously or not? Similarly, the issuing party has to consider, well, will the receiving party actually believe this threat? Now, the worst case, worst example you can have is issue a threat that you don't intend to carry out. So, resorting to politics, remember how President Obama made the statement about the famous red line?
Oh, absolutely.
That was a really bad example of how not to issue a threat.
I want you to hold on to that. I wish we had a lot. We do have another segment to go, but I wish this could go on for a couple of hours. We're going to be rejoined by Thomas. He's LYS. The book is Getting More of What You Want, How the Secrets of Economics and Psychology Can Help You Negotiate Anything in Business and in Life. Basic books, hardcover. Fascinating read. We'll be back.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-506-0552 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-506-0552. Call 800-506-0552. Again, that's 800-506-0552. 800-506-0552.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Biz Talk Radio.
Find us morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
All right, back. One of these subjects and guests I wish we could spend more time with, but so be it. We'll take advantage of the time we have. Thomas Lee's LYS, the book co-written by Margaret Neal. Getting more of what you want, how to negotiate. And Thomas, I do want to take the example you had and apply it in general in terms of how to negotiate, not turn someone off. And I think one of maybe the prime components is don't ask for so much when you're going to negotiating from someone that you're going to turn that person off. And don't ask for too little, because it's always easier to go down than it is to go up. I guess we're talking about anchoring and how to handle different people. And a lot of it is understanding the person you're with before you enter the arena.
That's exactly right. So what you have to do is you have to make an assessment of what is the most you can demand. So you don't want your first offer to be accepted. You want your first offer to be considered. So kind of in a simple way, you want your first offer, your opening offer, to be just this side of crazy. You don't want it to be outright rejected. You also don't want it to be outright accepted. You want it to be considered. You want to anchor your counterpart to negotiate off of that point.
But a lot of this is also dependent on how badly you want it. I'll give a quick example. I was in the gift distribution business for a number of years. I had a very well-known name. I'm published, so when I called up someone, they knew who I was, and I'd want to get distribution rights to something. And, the more difficult it was to get the deal and the more I wanted the deal, the harder I drove the bargain, and my name in many cases just kind of swayed it because the terms favoring me were increased. But it's important that both parties leave the table happy, correct?
Yes, because you see, negotiation is an interaction of persuasion. So you can't get your deal unless the other side agrees to give you the deal. So the deal that you try to achieve is to get the best deal that you can get that the other side will accept, which means the deal has to at least make the other side, leave the other side equal well off, or make it slightly better off. If you propose a deal that makes the other side completely worse off, unless they are irrational, they should reject it out of hand.
So something else I'd just like to interject with. I've made deals because I really needed something. It was heavily in my favor, and I wanted it. It was a good deal for me. On the other hand, the other party came out making a lot, and people have said to me, look at all the money. If I give you an example, look at all the money they made. I said, I don't really care what they've made. I hope they make a lot of money. I hope they're happy, and I hope they'll come back and negotiate with me again. I get exactly what I wanted.
Well, that's a very mature attitude. Most people actually assess how good a deal they got by how happy the other side is. So if people are not as disciplined as you, if they are told that the other side has made a ton of money, they actually have regret. They actually don't think they got a good deal. And one of the things that we talk about in the book is, you know, you have to be disciplined. But the reality is that most people are not. And therefore, one of the recommendations is also how to end the negotiation. And you should not end the negotiation with a dance of joy. Because if you make a dance of joy at the end, you convince the other side that they actually haven't gotten a good deal.
You end a negotiation, if it's ended in a stalemate, you know, like the NFL suit going on right now,
yes,
I say don't curtail the situation. You might want to say something, I don't think we can negotiate right now, but why don't we meet in another month or so in order to sit down at the table? If you really want a deal to happen and you know you can't make the deal at that point, leave the door open.
Exactly. So, or to put it differently, don't burn any bridges. So leave the door open. Also, in a negotiation that's successful, consider that there might be a second negotiation on a similar or different topic in the future. And so you always want to end the negotiation on a high note, shake hands, tell the other side what a formidable negotiator they were and how much you're looking forward to negotiate with them again. That will ease your next negotiation with that person or with a person that knows you for the original negotiating counterparty.
And it's like going for an interview for a job. You learn about the you may not be able to learn about the person interviewing you, but it really helps if you do know and to know about the company. So being prepared is absolutely critical when you go in, because then you know the parameters, how far you're going to go, exactly how much you'll take, as opposed to spontaneity and winging it, which is not good in a negotiation.
Yes. So you actually are now giving your listeners one of the best advices that you can. What we find is, and what empirical research also confirms is, that most people are way underprepared. They are often underprepared about their own interests. They kind of wing it, thinking they know what they want, but they're not quite sure, thinking that not even considering what is their reservation price, i.e. the point at which they walk away, and even not often thinking, well, what's the best deal I should be trying to get in this negotiation? They are even less prepared about the other side. So when I go into a negotiation, let's say with you, Stu, I would spend some time thinking about what it is that I want. But then I'll also spend some time learning about you. I will go to your website, try to talk to people who have negotiated with you in the past, try to understand your style, try to understand what turns you on and what turns you off, and make that part of my strategy. Now, the second part is something that almost no people do. And it's a shame because it has a huge potential in getting you more of what you want.
Also, there are different reasons for negotiating. Some people may do it for money. Some people may do it for power. This is where the psychological aspect comes in, and you have to understand what you're doing. It's not just, I'm going to give up two and I'm going to get four. And on that note, I won't even be able to formulate the question except to say stay on as we conclude the show. Obviously, this was terrific. I want to thank you very much, Thomas.
Thank you.
Getting more of what you want. And I want to thank everyone for listening. I'll see you back here tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.